You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and today we are talking about overcoming fear and embracing technology. You see, technology is a big time fear factor for about 90% of small business owners, which is why I started Tech with Heart in the first place. So what is Tech with Heart? Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs to be successful in a rapidly changing digital environment. So with us today, we have a very special guest, because she is bringing to us the expertise of overcoming fear, because it all is in our mind. So I want to introduce to you the amazing Donna Campbell. She's known as the Mind Whisperer. Donna combines her wisdom and experience to assist people in creating and restoring a life of happiness. Sounds good to me. How about you? Sound good to you? How about prosperity and love? Let's go for it, right? Donna has over 25 years of experience in financial advising, and she combines that with her heart-centered approach to healing philosophy. So I cannot wait for you to learn more about what she has to say about overcoming fear. If you have any fear, anxiety, or you simply want to break income barriers that you're experiencing, I cannot wait for you to learn overcoming fear techniques with Donna Campbell. Welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Donna.
Yes, thank you, Michelle, and for having me. This is so amazing, and an area, a topic that doesn't always get addressed often when we think about fears to overcome.
Yes, so let's dive right in, shall we? All right, so hey, why do you think people are fearful of technology?
Part of it is that they don't know, or there's a fear of not knowing. One of the biggest fears that I've noticed with people is they don't want to look stupid or that they didn't know the information, because the information is out there. But technology is not always every person's expertise. So one of that is just like, well, I'm not wise, so I don't know everything. So that's one of the fears. But more importantly, I think fear is really about overcoming a challenge, to have the courage. Courage is about overcoming fear, to increase bravery with it. And fear is showing us that we don't know exactly where the love is at in the moment. So we become fearful of what we don't know, because we don't know where to look or find or feel that essence of love in that, and where to really embrace. But when you start taking those steps and moving forward, it is simple. It is like the simplest thing in the world to do and to overcome. So it's about finding the love in the moment, embracing that, having the courage to move forward, and just taking it step by step. Because technology is designed to enhance our lives, not make us become fearful.
Yeah, it's very interesting. When I was first starting out in this with my Revelio business, which is an augmented reality marketing tool that we created using this amazing technology called augmented reality. It acts as a portal between the two realms, the physical realm and the virtual realm. And I was seeing people's reactions to our technology, which is very Harry Potterish meets marketing. It's very neat. And when they would squeal in delight and absolutely just like sometimes slap me saying, oh my goodness, that's amazing. I had no idea any of this technology was around. But in this same breath, they would say, oh, technology is just so moving so fast. I can't keep up with it. And that is actually what led me. I believe I was called to step into a leadership role with Tech with Heart, because I am an older generation. I can maybe represent those that weren't born necessarily with technology in their hands. And I do feel myself sometimes intimidated by these younger leaders of these tech companies and whatnot. And we are a tech company now too, but the reality is that when you don't know enough to sound intelligent about it, or You just don't know what to say or even what questions sometimes to ask because you just don't know enough about it. You know you need it, but you don't know where to go. You don't know who to trust. And that's kind of why we built Tech with Heart, the community. It's a movement. It's all about using technology, like you are mentioning, enhancing our lives. But yeah. For us on the tech side, we want to make sure that we are using it wisely so that we are enhancing our human connection rather than removing our need for one another. So this is a real thing, technology and fear of technology. And when you have that fear, right, you're basically, aren't you blocking like the ability to even embrace it?
You are, because the fear is a huge block because you're not attracting the ease of it because you're afraid of it. You're holding yourself back. You get into resistance. You get into the reluctance of it. And those are energy blocks that stop you from receiving from technology. What's been really interesting for me in my own life, I grew up in Silicon Valley, the heart of Tech Central, right? And I remember fourth grade computers, Apple computers were going into every single classroom. And we were sitting there learning how to program with DOS, the old way of putting in all the instructions, an hour of programming for a 5-minute program to run. And I grew up in that. But as technology evolved, shifted, and changed, it grew so rapidly. Unless you lived, breathed it every moment of every life, you couldn't keep up in the tech sector because it just exploded. And then because it did that, I think we have those fears which create the reluctancy and the resistance to it. But yet it is so much simpler today than it was back when I was little. So much simpler. Now we get to push a button and it just happens for us.
And that, my friends, is the beautiful thing about technology, is that there are gurus out there who understand the tech side of it so that we users don't have to learn DOS like you were talking. That's like early old school, like operating system technology. But we don't have to understand the ins and the outs of artificial intelligence. We don't have to understand the ins and outs of a WordPress website or HTML language. We don't have to understand those because there are technology gurus who have gone through the pains of creating platforms that are so easy for us users. So like she was saying, touch of a button. So that is huge to know because that will help kind of diffuse some of that fear because it's not difficult anymore. It is easy. And as we move into 5G, as we move into, you know, blockchain technologies, all of these cryptocurrencies and stuff that are being developed on the blockchain, this is also not something to fear, but to start perhaps learning and listening to some of the experts so that you can learn to start embracing it. Let's move on to that. How do we move from fear, Donna, to embracing? What does that transition look like? And what are some tips that we can implement?
The first tip is to recognize that if you do have fear towards it, because I'm an end user, and a lot of times when things get presented to me, it's like, you want me to do what? With tech, you want me to do what? Is usually my question. It's like, once I understand, then what I can do is go, oh, well, I can do that. And just knowing that you can do it is probably the first thing, because it's designed to be simple. It's like learning to drive a car. You don't have to know how the entire mechanical engine of the car works. You just know you put in the key, you turn it, you drive down the road. And that's what technology does for us today. We just are the drivers of the car for that. So first is just the awareness that there is fear, if there is, and then what's underneath that fear. And one of the things that I do is I ask people, where do they feel that energy at in their body? And when we understand where it's at in the body, we can understand what else is being blocked energetically and shift and change that in a process to bring in the correct energy that's needed, the correct vibration, so the fear is gone and the harmony with technology comes in. And then when you start harmonizing that way, technology is just beautiful and it runs and it's perfect and there's no flaws and it doesn't do all this other stuff that we think it does, like binding up or stopping or not working for us. Because when you're in harmony with it, it just flows.
Can you walk us through maybe an exercise that'll kind of help us on our own right now? Like if we are feeling fear, mm-hmm. even in any part of our life, right? Right. Today's topic is around technology, but fear is huge. And I know with Corona, fear has been unfortunately ruling too many people's lives.
Right.
And so what is it there? You said there's, can we do an exercise together right now? Would you be open to doing that?
Would you be open to receiving it?
I would. I hope that those that are watching or listening are open as well, but let's go ahead and try it. Let's do it.
So what would be something that would be fearful for you in your life? For you?
Me personally? Well, I think I feel like I'm fearful that I'm not using every minute of my day wisely. I'm trying so hard, but there's so much always to do. So that mm-hmm. is my fear, is that I'm not being efficient enough with my time.
Okay.
That's my fear.
So what does it feel like not to be efficient with your time?
I feel rattled and shaken on the inside, like time is fleeting and I can't get it back. So I feel like I'm always kind of sort of drowning a little bit.
Uh-huh. So where do you feel that energy at in your body?
I feel it in my gut mm-hmm. and in my head.
All right. So when was the first time you remember feeling that energy in your guts? How old were you?
Oh, I don't want to relay my age.
No, the age back then when you were little, like 2 or 4 or 7.
This is not something I felt when I was a child. This is only something I have felt since I've stepped into being a leader. I'm trying uh-huh. to build multiple companies at one time and trying to build my teams. And so there's just a lot of to-dos.
Okay.
And so for me, that's just my fear, is that I'm not grasping enough of leadership skills or something, that I'm not being completely efficient with all of my minutes.
Okay. And how would you like to feel about that?
I would like to feel completely at peace and at ease, knowing that I'm making the right decisions. But
okay. So we want to feel at peace, but we don't want to feel, your word was rattled. What were your other words there?
I'm just a little bit kind of feeling like I'm drowning. Like I can't get those hours back. So it's
okay.
Quicksand, maybe.
The line with brain technique comes in. Can we teach you what it feels like for you to be at peace, in peace, free from, and without that drowning, rattled, time is fleeting feeling for you? Yes.
I would like that. Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to watch it vibrationally shift in you, because we're sharing space. And how would it feel for you if you were completely at peace, knowing that there was always plenty of time?
Oh, it would feel so warm and just relaxing mm-hmm. and fun.
Right.
Yes. So
would you like to have that as your emotional state every day? Yes.
Oh, all the time. Yes.
Create it now. Free from and without the anxiety of not enough time. Yes.
Yes.
And that there is always plenty of time to do everything that is needed for you running multiple companies. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to take a big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay, so when you think about that time when everything got started and you started running multiple companies simultaneously, how does that look and feel to you now?
Doable.
Mm-hmm. What else? If it was doable, what else happens?
If it's doable, it is doable.
Great.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And so how does the gut area feel for you?
It's like neutral. Not really super warm and cozy yet, but it's neutral.
It'll come, because we're on camera here. It'll come. That will come in. But it doesn't feel like it was all bound up like before, right?
No.
A little different. There's plenty of time. So it's going to keep shifting and changing for you. But that's the beauty of this work. Regardless of what your fears are, your doubts are, we can identify what that feels like per person, where it's located in the body, and understand what it was that they needed. And then we can add that in vibrationally, take out the stuff we don't want, because we're vibrational beings, and it will start shifting and changing your philosophy and your viewpoint, how you feel in the moment, moving you forward. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the day, you're going to look back and go, I don't know how all of that got done, and now I have extra time and I don't have anything to do.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yay! Sounds good to me.
It'll integrate because we're working on a subconscious level here. So it'll all integrate into all of your daily activities.
Wow. Thank you so much for doing that exercise with me. I hope that it's been a value of those that are watching as well. I have been working with Donna a little bit for the last couple of months, and I just adore her. She's really got a beautiful heart, and she really can shift that. So fear is just it's a thought process. It's a set of beliefs that are limited, and she can help you break those barriers. I love that. And so let's talk a little bit more about what does it look like to embrace mm-hmm. technology right. and overcoming the fear and then embracing it. What does embracing it look like and feel like?
Okay. Fear is really saying that there's an absence of love in the moment or that you can't recognize it, but it's designed to awaken you to the love in the moment. So if you recognize, oh, I have fear, but I'm supposed to pay attention to the love, that's the opposite side of it, then you can start embracing the things around. And for me to embrace, it means that you're at one with, or you are harmonized with, or in unison with what's going on, that you're in agreement with it. So to give you an example, what does that look like in daily life? Well, earlier today, I was talking to a person about putting a book that I recently published called Financially Fit into audio formats. And of course, it's going to take some technology to do that. The old way, the old process before COVID was you had to go to a studio to record your audio book. And then they did everything right there while you were doing it. So it took time, it took planning, it took a trip. I live in Montana, so I'd have to go somewhere to do that. And today it's done differently. You just have to have, if you have a good microphone, you can record it straight to the computer. You can do it on your own time frame, send them over the files. You can put in, he said, like a little clap. So if you stumble on a sentence, they know where to go in and do the edit and do all the post-production afterwards. And I'm like, that is so simple, but it's about embracing it, being in harmony with the process. And once I understood me recording an audiobook, the fear of that is completely gone because I know I have somebody in a production team that's going to take care of all of that for me because they know how to do it. I just have to do the recording for it. And it just made it so much more simpler for me to embrace. Whereas a month ago, it's like, I'm not ready yet to record my audio book. I'm just not there. And today I'm like, oh, what can I start? Because I went through that and I released the fear and embraced the harmony and went, no, it's time to do this. It's simple now. I don't have to go anywhere. I can just do it right here. So that's the part of that transition of what it looks like. Other people might have different answers for what it looks like for them to embrace technology. But whatever that is, it's always a vibrational frequency and a feeling that we can always bring in and integrate and take out the parts that are not wanting to work or the parts that are resisting it. There's a lot of resistance around technology.
Yeah, there is. And I kind of liken it to going out and buying a car when you don't know a lot about cars. I also liken it to going to an auto mechanic with your car when you don't know a lot about cars. There is a sense that you know just enough that you know you need it, which is incredibly important because we found through COVID when everybody that had a mom and pop storefront shop that weren't doing business online, they really got hurt if they didn't adapt into becoming an online shop as well when COVID and the shelter in place restrictions hit. And that was unfortunate because that didn't need to happen because we've been living in a virtual world for a very long time. Yeah. We should be thriving in both. We shouldn't just be one or the other. It's nice to have a combination. So like for me, my business is fairly virtual, but I love going and doing in-person networking events and doing trade shows and showing up. So that's my blend of worlds. But if you own like a physical storefront store where you're selling physical wares, you should also be selling those wares online because there's a tremendous amount of opportunity there to tap into shoppers all around the world, all around the nation. If you want to keep it just in your region, that's great too, but it's doable. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is that if you don't know enough about it or don't have the time or even the desire to learn everything you need to know about it, who do you hire, right? So that's a fear. Who do you hire? Who do you trust? And that is another reason why we built the Tech with Heart Network. We want you to feel that this is a safe environment for you to A, ask good questions, the questions that you might feel silly asking just a stranger, a youngster, or, you know, a 20-something tech founder. We want you to feel safe to ask those questions in our community. And then we have a bunch of other heart-centered, forward-thinking business owners in our community as well, and that they can come alongside you and guide you. Or reach out to me. I am a humongous connector, networker. That's my passion. I just want to serve you. I will encourage you. Donna is part of our community. She will encourage you. It is uncomfortable, but that's where the growth happens. You reach out, you ask questions, and you say, does anybody have any recommendations? And then they can share why they're recommending a certain person so-and-so to work with you, to do these things for you so that you don't have to do it all. But it's definitely not something you can ignore. Technology is here, guys. It is our future. So Donna, do you have anything to say about that? Those fears of not knowing who to work with?
You know, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head too, because it's not that you have to know, it's just where do you go to get the information and how do you reach out? Because I know that I don't need to know how it all works. I just need to know how to do it. And if you can reach out and do that and ask who to go to or who you can hire to do it, then it will be shown to you and people will answer your questions. I know I've reached out to you before going, okay, this is what I'm working on. And you're like, oh, it's this program right here. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go try it. But that seems really simple because I didn't know how to put some of the pieces together with things that I was working on. So you just have to ask that question and the information will be there. And then you can hire the people to do it for you if you don't want to do it yourself.
Yes. And that's just it. And you don't have to hire an expensive agency per se. If you just need someone to kind of get started, maybe you're just getting going in business or you don't have a ton of revenue coming in yet, but you know you need somebody to help you in this arena, then it's good to ask good questions about like, what exactly do I need as a grassroots kind of like entry into social media or how do I get the word out without spending a ton of money? Those are great questions to ask. And then what we can do is we can come alongside you and give you some tactics. We call them guerrilla marketing tactics or guerrilla publicity tactics, because I'm a big component of getting your face and getting your message out there and shining bright so that you're literally attracting back to you what you need, those perfect customers or people to consult with you if your service is something that requires a consultation. So yeah, there's a lot that can be done online with systems that are already created by experts that make it pretty simple. And so you can hire a virtual assistant, even from another country like the Philippines, and not have to be out of pocket a large amount of money per hour. But you can just show them what was shown to you and then let them do it for you so that you don't have to be spending the time doing something that somebody else can do and not have to break your bank doing all of that.
I also think and believe that our learning is progressive. So when something new comes out, you learn a little bit about it, but when you do it, you learn a little bit more and a little bit more. And then you keep going and you start learning all the ins and outs of it. And I think the most recent thing that came out that I'm aware of was Clubhouse. And we're all getting on, we're talking, we're sharing. I have no idea how it works. And yet I started getting my feet wet. I would listen. And then pretty soon I was speaking, and now I'm moderating. Do I know how to do everything in moderating? I don't, but I've been learning. And every time I get on and do it, I learn something new. So whatever technology it is, when you start doing it, you can start embracing it, and you keep learning along the way. And I think that's the beauty of it.
And there's no such thing as failure too in business. I just want you to know that every time we fail, some people, you know, see it as failure, but it's a step forward is what it is. It's a learning experience. And that's, again, why we create such networks like Tech with Heart Community. You can follow us at techwithheartnetwork.com. We are on multiple platforms. We are even on Clubhouse. We have a club on Clubhouse. And we are doing rooms twice a week where we're just opening it up for discussion. It's like an open forum. Come talk. And we tend to have a topic. And if you love the topic, come in and learn, ask questions, grow along with us. We're here to help you. Donna is here to help you overcome fear. Let's talk a little bit, and wrapping it up, Donna, about how embracing such things and overcoming fear and embracing such things as technology can really increase your productivity.
Well, the way it will increase your productivity is doing some of these little simple strategies, knowing that you don't have to do it by yourself. Doing it alone, you can hire somebody to do some of those things. But for me, where I really increased for myself in productivity is by using some like online calendaring systems. Just by using something like that, people are free to schedule automatically. I'm not back and forth in conversation. And then we get together to network, to learn about each other, to relationship build. And it just kind of takes out some of those bits and pieces of time where I was manually talking to people, manually scheduling. And so you get more done and more accomplished. There's amazing programs out there that you can use for different things. When I was writing Financially Fit, one of the programs I learned about was Grammarly, which goes in to help you with your editing process. And it was so simple to use because the programs are designed to do it for you, with you. And when you're doing that, it increases your productivity. So everything that we do, everything that we embrace, we stay interconnected with people all across the world, everywhere. It's all designed to have more efficient hours, more productivity.
And those things actually help you in life as well. When you're able to be more organized in your business, you're also going to be more organized in your life. And just organizing and structuring your time management, like I mentioned earlier, was one of my biggest pain points, is that I feel like there's too much to accomplish in one day, but it's not necessarily true if I just organize my time better. So I know that there's techniques around that. And we discuss those types of things. So Donna is going to show up hopefully regularly on the Tech with Heart network on Facebook and giving us tips, little tips every now and then to just keep us grounded and help us to realize that fear is we need to overcome fear because it creeps in. It's like really sneaky. It creeps in there and it blocks you from growth, and it blocks you from enjoying life and embracing life to its fullest and embracing your business properly, because technology is a necessary need for business. So Donna, can you share with our listeners how they can reach out to you and to work with you perhaps?
Yes. And the easiest way to reach out to me, I'm still back with websites. So I have a website, it's donnacampbell.com. And if you wanted to schedule a time to connect, to meet, to uncover maybe what your fears are, what's holding you back, what might be resisting, that you might be resisting from embracing technology or any area of your life, you can just go to donnacampbell.com. It's /30-men for 30 minutes. And I offer a 30-minute consultation. So that's just on the website, Donna Campbell.
So if you want to meet with the Mind Whisperer and help her to help you diffuse your fear barriers, that would be an excellent way to be productive in 2021. I highly recommend it. And Donna, it's been a delight having you here on the Tech with Heart show. I'm so delighted you're part of our Tech with Heart community because you bring so much calm in your presence. You're just literally a delight and a joy cookie. I just love it. You're so awesome. I just want to hang out with you and just kind of chill while also being productive. Yes.
Yeah, embracing. Absolutely.
All right. If you were to ask or to share one just strong phrase, what would you love for people to take away from this interview? What is your go-to phrase?
I'll give you my personal mantra.
Yes.
And that is trust and you will see, believe and you will know, have faith, all is well. Follow your heart and spirit will always lead you.
Awesome. Go to DonnaCampbell.com, guys. Reach out to Donna. She's an amazing human being. She'll help you break through your barriers. Thank you so much for watching our show today. TechWithHeartNetwork.com is a great place to go and join our community. Once you're there, you can get your business listed on our website, or you can even opt in to be listed as an influencer in our network and reach out to me and get an interview yourself on our Tech with Heart show. We're delighted to come alongside you, help you grow, and also help you help others grow if you're at that level where you're able to give back to the to the Tech with Heart community. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, to your success. Bye-bye.